Hi guys, welcome to the Gomnali Experience, where we talk about issues people would not want to talk about, hidden secrets people will keep to bury, and of course, valuable truths to live a good life. I am your host, Gomnali, and guess what today is? Today is a good day. So guys, I know I've been away for way so long, I mean, for months. We all know it's been a crazy 2020. Everybody has been, you know, trying to like find the balance between the pandemic, lockdown, work, school, whatever, and you know, it's been a lot. A lot has happened, a lot is still happening, and you know, it's just a lot. But guess what guys, I am back for you guys, because on a regular I'll be dropping contents, I mean experiences you want to listen to, experiences you would connect with, experiences that will teach you a lot of lessons, right? So you can connect with me on Instagram at gov_lee, that's gov_lee, and you can connect with me on Twitter at gov_lee_of_lele. I mean, to spell it, just type gov_lee_of_lele, as in gov_lee_of_lele_of_lele_of_lagos. So guys, what do I have for you today? Just wait and, you know, find out. Okay guys, on today's episode of the podcast, I will be talking about a series of interesting things. These things are really, 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 really interesting. So I'll be talking about friendship, relationships, and situationships. I know, I got your attention with that. So first and foremost, I'll be defining these three terms so we all can have a clear understanding of what these things mean in the context of this podcast episode. But don't get it twisted, it's all for vibes, it's just me being expressive, and it's just me doing what I want to do, and you know, carry you guys along, tell you guys or teach you guys what I feel is what putting out there, you know. So first, what is friendship? Friendship is that situation. It's not a situationship. I'm mixing things up right now. Okay guys, I'm sorry about that. So friendship is a sort of relationship, yeah, because everything has still relationship, but I'll be explaining the context of relationship I'm talking about. Right, so friendship is a sort of relationship between a guy and a girl, or a girl and a girl, or a guy and a guy, or between a mother and child, two people that like each other. So friendship is some sort of compassionate relationship between people. I mean, you can be friends with people and then, oh, this guy is my friend, I can. There's some sort of things you can do for your friends that you would not normally do for strangers. Your friend is an artist, he drops a new album, you are the first to stream it. So that's friendship. I'm not talking about the Ojoye friendship here, so I'm talking about the real friendship. So that is friendship in this context. Now, what is a relationship? In this context too, a relationship is a romantic or irromantic relationship. Yeah, a relationship is still a relationship, right? In this context, between two people, not more people, right? It could be more, you know. People have defined relationship to be different things in this world. You can see three people having a relationship. For example, now, if a man marries two wives, he's in a relationship with two people, which makes them three. So that's a triangle, right? So a relationship is, in this context, is a romantic setting between two people who love each other, who want the best for each other, oftentimes, right? So that's what a relationship is in this context. So next up is situationship. Now let's talk about situationships. So what is a situationship? A situationship, just like the name inclines, it says situation and ship. So it's like a setting, and it is typically defined as a romantic relationship that is undefined or uncommitted. So what this is saying is it's a relationship that involves romance, which is undefined and uncommitted. It means both parties are not attaching any definition to what they are currently having. It is not friendship and it is not a relationship, right? It may be based on convenience or, you know, short-term feelings and circumstances, but that doesn't mean a situationship can have some or even all of the trapping of a regular relationship, including an emotional connection. Unlike the friends with benefits that each parties always try to, like, you know, avoid the emotional ish, right? So most situationships involve some form of physical intimacy, but they are generally more than a casual sexual encounter, right? Unlike friends with benefits, like I said, where both parties agree to avoid developing feelings, the boundaries of a situationship are usually less clear. One or both partners might be wanting to see if the relationship, the situationship becomes more serious over time. And, you know, that's what a situationship is for you, right? So are you in a situationship? So this is a question I need to ask you. And what does it look like if you are in a situationship? Because a lot of people are in situationships and they don't really know, they don't really understand what they are in. And today is the day you will decide if, or today's the day I will let you know, or I will teach you what to, what it feels like or what it looks like to be in a situationship. You understand? And, you know, people are really crazy. At this dispensation, a lot of people are in different, plenty, numerous situationships, especially ladies and guys that go all around engaging in, you know, undefined relationship with several people, right? So are you in a situationship? That's the question. And what does it look like to be in a situationship, right? So stay tuned, and, you know, in the next few minutes I'll be explaining to you what it feels like to be in a situationship, and, you know, how to figure out what to do if you find yourself in one. How do you know if you are in a situationship? Number one is this: you haven't defined the relationship, right? So you might be in a situationship if you haven't put a label on your relationship. Perhaps you're just, you know, hanging out or taking things slow. Maybe it's too soon to have a talk about where you guys are headed, or one person is not ready to commit. Either ways, you are in a situationship. Number two, there is lack of consistency. So what do I mean by there's lack of consistency? You know, for the relationship, you guys will probably want to meet frequently. If you guys are in the same city, or you guys are in the same space, you guys want to meet frequently. But in a situationship, you guys will just be meeting, you know, sporadically. Perhaps you see somebody for 1 week, and then in the next 3 weeks, you don't even hear from the person at all, right? So you guys are in a situationship and not in a relationship. Sometimes one or both of you might not feel emotionally connected to the whole ship thing. So you guys might not be emotionally connected. So that's a situationship. When you are in some sort of relationship where the person you ought to be in a relationship with is not emotionally connected to you, that's one example or one way to know you're in a situationship. So this number four is really, really important. If your partner or the person you are in the ship with is seeing other people, my guy, you are in a situationship. So that's perhaps one thing you should understand. So perhaps these guys have been there, that they're busy dating life with euphemisms like not being ready to settle down, keeping their options open. In a situationship, you might not know for sure because you haven't talked about being exclusive. So that's what you know, a situationship feels like. So these ones are rare. Sometimes you feel confused about what you guys are doing. There's lack of direction. You guys don't really know what you guys want, right? Or you think you guys don't have a future together and everything. So you guys are definitely in a situationship if this happens, right? So guys, what can you do about this situationship? So I just want to share a few things you can do about situationship, right? So first and foremost, you guys should know that being in a situationship is not totally a bad thing. It's not even a bad thing at all. It all boils down from you defining what you want. Because people can define what they want and then be fine with whatever they get if it is what they want, right? So what can you do about a situationship? Number one, know what you want. So if you are currently in a situationship, spend some time thinking about the pros and cons for you personally. What are you willing to accept and what you aren't willing to accept? Whether a situationship is right for you will depend on a lot of factors, including your values, your current needs, and long-term goals, right? But there's one thing you also need to know. If you have opted for a situationship in the past and then you develop some sort of misconception with your partner and all, the best thing for you to do is pull out, right? That's like knowing what you want. But you should also understand that you opted for it in the first instance, and you know, things can go awry, but then you are always allowed to change your mind, right? So know what you don't want. This is number two. Remember that you can learn more about what you want out of a romantic relationship by figuring out what you don't want. So that doesn't mean that you should stay in a situationship that's causing you undue stress or anxiety. If you want more, do you really want it with this person? Based on what you've seen so far, would they make a respectful and supportive partner? Ask yourself this question. Number three, recognize healthy relationships. So you should always, you know, prioritize relationships with people who make you feel good. I mean, a healthy relationship doesn't necessarily have to be monogamous or even committed in the, you know, traditional sense, this thing that people have encrypted in their heads. But it should be built on open communication, trust, respect, and intimacy, right? You know, all these things are very important. Communication, trust, respect. Me, I like respect a lot, right? And you know, intimacy. Also, know that you are allowed to change your mind. Obviously, these qualities don't simply materialize overnight. For some people, a situationship is a non-threatening place to start. Even if it works for you now, it might not work for you in a few days, weeks, or months. Just like I said, you might enter into a situationship in good shape, I mean, with a good mindset, and then in the next 3-4 weeks or even 1 month, start developing some kind of defense when your partner is doing some things in which he's entitled to do. I mean, you guys already defined the whole thing, right? So know that you're allowed to change your mind. You understand? Also, communicate. The key to keep the communication channels open is very, very important. So what I mean by this is that you guys must communicate. I mean, you guys must express yourself. Even if the relationship is casual, you guys need to express yourself. If you are unhappy leaving things undefined, don't assume your partner is aware of your feelings. If you don't like what your partner is doing, communicate. You guys can redefine every situationship. You guys can always redefine anything. And if it works for you guys can always shape these things into what you want. I mean, shape your situationships together into what you want, whether it's a relationship or it's a casual thing or it's a friend with benefit. If it's anything, you guys should know that you can always shape it into anything you want. The next thing is, can a situationship turn into a relationship? You understand my definition of relationship in the first few minutes of this podcast episode. So if you're in a relationship that you are hoping will become more serious, you might worry that telling your partner how you feel will definitely scare them away, you know. But what you also need to know is this is a legitimate risk you must take. You know, it's one risk that's probably worth taking if you actually envision a future with this so-called individual. So for the sake of your own mental health, you should be as honest as possible with them about how you feel. You know, I've said it in the past that communication is very, very important, right? And for you to be fully mentally okay, you need to extrude everything you need to extrude. You need to like express yourself as deeply as you can. You know, you can't control how the other person feels, but what you can do is give them some time to think about and process what you've said, you know, and keep in mind that even if they reciprocate your feelings, your relationship likely won't transform into something more loving overnight. Even if these people, even if your partner decides, okay, let's try it out, it honestly can transform into that, you know, that lovey-dovey thing overnight, because you know you guys have not been doing that, and then it might take a while for people to adapt to these things. But that is only if they reciprocate the same feelings. Of course, if they don't share your feelings or relationships doesn't change with time, it's probably time to end it, right? So how do you end a situationship, right? The best way to end a situationship is being honest. You know, honesty is the best policy when it comes to breaking off a situationship. If it isn't working for you, stand up for yourself by telling your partner that, oh, this, that, and you're moving on. The same goes if your partner wants to get serious and you're not ready. It's the same thing the other way around. How you can actually transmit this message, you can do it via text, over the phone, or in person. It is up to you to define that. For short casual dating relationships, a short to the point text message is, you know, usually fine. You know, when you guys are not really doing anything serious, you can just send them a text like, hey you guy, what's up nigga, what's up babe, I think this is it, this is that, and this is what I want to do now, and I really appreciate your time, I do not take what we have for granted, and you know, I wish you all the best in the future. You know, this is something that's coming to mind, but that's it for today. And if you feel disappointed that it ended this way, consider a learning opportunity. Did the other person show signs that they weren't interested in you from the beginning? Did you avoid expressing how you really felt? But one important thing is, did the other person show signs they weren't interested in you from the beginning? And did you express how you really felt? Recognizing red flags can help you avoid falling into a similar situation. Like I said, recognize these red flags early enough. And if you are someone that wants to go into a situationship and you can see a red flag that this person you want to do this thing with, there's a very high chance of the person wanting more from the situationship, even though the person does not show that the person wants the relationship from the beginning, but you recognize it, that is a red flag for you. And if you don't want problems for yourself, and I'm really serious about this one now, if you don't want problems for yourself, I will advise you to not be in a situationship with that person, because in the long run you might be accused of you leading somebody on, or you might even be called a gaslighter. That's how extreme it can go. I mean, if you want to know the meaning of what a gaslighter is, go and check it out on the internet or probably in your dictionary, right? So like I said, you don't have to do what you don't want to do, and you know, it's been a wonderful discussion today, and I hope you guys listen to this end. Thank you for listening to this episode of my podcast. You can follow me on social media, on Instagram at gov_lee, that's Governor Lee. My name there is Samuel Olatunde, and you can also follow me, Samuel Olatunde, on Twitter. So my handle on Twitter is gov_lee. So this is how it is spelled: govlee_of_lay. That's of Lee of Lagos. So next up, there's this song I want you guys to listen to. This is a jam by my own cousin. The title of the song is Cinderella by Femme Swag. So this song is a song of love, it's a song of relationships, situationships. I don't know what my cousin had to do with this Cinderella girl, but I think she broke his heart.
maybe it's a situationship thing, but then you guys should just listen to this song. It's hot, it's banging, and bless up. Till we'll see next time.
It's
reasonistic.
Yeah.
Baby, how far? I don't call your number, baby, switch up. I will keep on trying, baby, no time for me.
Femme Sago. It's reasonable.